that about 2 years later, there was a decision taken that we would have a small team that would coordinate all the cloud technologies around HP. And the guy was heading that up, who was part of strategy in those days, basically called me up and said, look, you seem to know what cloud is about. I've heard you speak about it. So will you come over and be my CTO? So I said, maybe. Why not? And that's why I'm here. Okay? So that's in a nutshell.
Is being a strategist as relaxing a job as it sounds? That sounds like no sales targets. Or is there... How are you defined what's success for you as a strategist?
It's actually very, very difficult to define and very difficult to measure. And I have lots of debates with my colleagues because they are very much in the measuring about how to measure me and what to do. I think one of the important things for us at the moment is making absolutely sure that people understand that HP is in the cloud, in that we're doing a heck of a lot of work in that particular area. It is getting a very consistent story across, both internally, because we have about 320,000 people to train internally. That's the amount of employees of HP, because everybody needs to actually be adding their little stone to that, as well as all of our customers, our partners, our suppliers, the people that we're dealing with around the world. So it's a pretty, it's not an easy job. It's actually a difficult job to do, I think. And I'm not sure whether I do it.
How would you gauge your job? Is it primarily internal or external? What's the
It's a combination of both. So my ultimate measure is really how is the cloud portion of our business growing in general. Because yes, I may not be involved in every single actual deal that takes place, but in one way or another, some of the information that I've been conveying internally to the teams, some of the stuff that I do around the blogging and others, may have influenced that deal. So we ended up saying, look, very, very difficult to measure on a hand-by-hand basis. So let's just look at and say, let's make sure that the total business that we're doing now is actually growing. And it needs to grow typically twice the market, which in cloud is a huge number.
Okay, thanks. Let's get into the cloud stuff then, right? So what I've done, I cheated, of course, so I looked at your blog and decided we'll take some of the topics we've discussed, right?
Okay.
So a lot of the time people are hit with the terrible question of what's the cloud, right? So let me try to do it slightly differently, right?
Okay.
I tell people to do what I think it is and you tell me I'm wrong, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would consider the cloud to be a sharing of resources, so that companies can get at technology almost cheaper than they could possibly do it themselves. What am I missing there?
You're not missing anything. Cloud is essentially, yes, you're absolutely right, it's sharing resources. I always use four key criteria for something to be cloud. It's virtualizing the infrastructure, which means you get away from the physical, from the dependencies that you have on the physical infrastructure. It's automating all of the processes around it so that you can speed up and make it repeatable. It's standardization so that you have standard building blocks in that when you consume something, you know exactly what you're consuming. And the last element that I add to that is what I call self-provisioning, which is the user himself basically initiates the whole of the process and initiates the whole of the process automatically because he wants to get up immediately.